The National Confederation of Ghanaian Workers says the army is not being truthful with the Ghanaian people about the health of military ruler Captain Moussa Dadis Camara. Captain Camara has been in a Moroccan military hospital since he was shot in the head by the former chief of the presidential guard over a month ago. Acting ruler General Sakuba Konate has returned to Guinea after meeting with Captain Camara in Morocco. During that visit, Konate met with U.S. and French diplomats to discuss the country's political crisis and its impact on regional stability since Guinea's military took power in a coup 1 year ago. The United States and France both support a civilian-led transitional government to organize free elections, and both say that's more likely if Captain Camara does not return to Guinea. Trade unions say the country's future cannot be held hostage to the health of one man. National Confederation Secretary General Hadja Rabiatou Sara Diallo says Guinea's ruling military council and state-run television have misled the nation with inconsistent statements about Captain Camara's health and possible return.
Le mouvement social décidera soit d'organiser pays mort.
Diallo says Guinea's civil society movement will organize a so-called dead country or dead city, or will go on strike for one whole year if the military government does not truthfully disclose Captain Camara's condition and move forward to resolve the political crisis. Diallo says any action will take into consideration that most Ghanaians are already living day to day, and the labor movement does not want poor people to suffer more. She says any protest will be peaceful to avoid the destruction of property or killing of demonstrators. Ibrahima Fofana is Secretary General of Guinea's Workers' Trade Union. Fofana says everything depends on the ruling military council responding concretely to opposition demands within the ongoing regional mediation. Guinea's main teachers' unions already say they're planning to strike next week. Fofana says other trade unions will join that strike if they're not satisfied with the military's response. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.